Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In the Smug case, the sexual minorities of Uganda, Liberty Counsel just filed a 150-page document, a brief, at the federal court. A hearing is coming up in October. This is a critical case because they're trying to use so-called vague international law to silence a pastor who lives in Massachusetts. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Now, Matt, this 150-page filing is just the most recent legal document that we filed in this case in Massachusetts. Not long ago, we filed a document that was almost 200 pages long, and these are exceptionally long briefs. The other side is financed in part by George Soros. We all know where he's coming from. This organization is representing the SMUG from Uganda, the sexual minorities of Uganda, and they allege that Pastor Scott Lively went to Uganda a number of years ago, 2002, I believe, and maybe 2006 or 2009, and it's a result of his visits for 3 days that he turned the whole country upside down, infused brand new ideas in their mind, and they then began to want to pass laws that would restrict homosexual practices. That's their allegation. It's absolutely absurd. And we go to the final hearing, October 5 of this year.
Yeah, and it's even more absurd than all that. They alleged that by going there for 3 days and speaking truths from Scripture about various sins, including the sins of pedophilia, of child molestation, of pederasty, of homosexuality, of other sexual behaviors, by speaking the truths of Scripture, just reading from Scripture and reflecting and providing analysis on Scripture, something that here in the United States certainly were protected by the First Amendment, and that is something that is actually protected in Uganda as well, that he has committed, quote, crimes against humanity in violation of international law. This is something akin to genocide and war crimes merely for speaking truths from Scripture. So clearly the goal here from the secular left and George Soros and the like is to usurp international law, to apply it, to undo our First Amendment, to undo free speech, and to criminalize Christianity in the United States.
Yeah, it certainly is. And in fact, this has been an extensive case in terms of the discovery. We have lots of different discovery, 30,000 pages of discovery that we ultimately obtained from the other side. But one of the things that they didn't reveal, we had to find it in one of the footnotes buried in tens of thousands of pages of documents, is a book. And the book is written regarding articles. There's about 1,000-plus articles. And it is written 5 years before Pastor Lively ever went to Uganda. It has about 1,000-plus articles in it regarding homosexuality. Different people in Uganda writing about homosexuality, 1,000 or more articles written 5 years before and produced by which organization? SMUG. SMUG produced this book that contained all these articles 5 years before Pastor Lively ever got there. Now, what their argument is, one of their arguments is that he injected all these brand new ideas, that everything was rosy and peachy and people were fine with homosexual behavior. And then Scott Lively came on the scene and everything just broke loose and all these laws came about and he's the cause for all of these different kinds of activities. Well, you know, when we asked them about the book, they said, oh, it's nothing. They didn't reveal it in discovery. And so we ended up finding one of the copies out of print on the internet. And that's what it has. It has all these articles setting forth all these different people's views in Uganda regarding homosexuality. All of those ideas that they had regarding homosexuality and the laws that they had regarding homosexuality were already in existence 5 years or more before Scott Lively ever arrived there. So, I mean, their whole case is based upon a house of cards. And there, at the end of the day, it's a completely fraudulent case. It has required an extensive amount of litigation. It should have been dismissed long ago because they have no basis. But the end game is this. They want to try to bury the other side with as much paper, with as much litigation as possible to silence people of faith, particularly Pastor Lively and others, and not just silence them, but to financially punish them. If you go across the border to a foreign country and you speak on biblical issues regarding homosexuality or abortion, they want to create this new precedent that you can be charged with crimes against humanity. I mean, that's absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
And that's what this case is about.
Well, and to give you an idea, a reality experience, two of our male attorneys were in the men's room washing their hands, and standing between them was the head of SMUG, a woman who is dressing like a man. So here we are, reality, to give you an idea where they're coming from.
Yeah, this was up there in New York when they were up there for one of the many times of depositions in litigation.
The confusion going on there is real, and they allege
Scott Lively that he was promoting the death penalty for homosexuals there. There was
a
law that actually was proposed that would include that. And where was Scott Lively on that when he went there and after? He opposed it. He said, you shouldn't do that. And they try to say that he was the cause of it, and yet he's on record saying no, he didn't support
opposing
that. Well, the bottom line here,
Matt, is that this is a travesty of justice that this lawsuit has even continued. But the process here is the penalty, and the goal is, I mean, this has to be thrown out of eventually. The lawsuit, it's based on the Alien Tort Statute, the ATS, but as you've noted, and as we've noted multiple times, the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled that this law cannot be used to sue U.S. citizens alleging violation of international or foreign law.
Right.
So the Supreme Court has already ruled that the tactic, the entire legal tactic here, is inadmissible, is improper, is illegal, yet the judge allows this process punishment to continue to try to break the bank, silence Scott Lively, and send a shot over the bow of any other Christian who might go speak the truths of Scripture on human sexuality, the biblical model of human sexuality, on foreign soil.
And that is the key right there, because this has already been ruled on by the United States Supreme Court. It was ruled on during the pendency of our case. We filed a motion to dismiss based upon that Supreme Court ruling that you can't use the Alien Tort Statute like this. This judge decided not to dismiss it. There were a dozen or more other cases in the country also using the Alien Tort Statute. These were mega corporations that were being sued. Multiple years of litigation in which these cases were ongoing. Completely different fact scenario, but using the Alien Tort Statute. When the Supreme Court came down with its ruling that you can't use the Alien Tort Statute to allow someone from a foreign country to come here to sue a United States citizen in the United States for something that happened in the foreign country, then all of these other cases, these multi-million dollar cases, were all dismissed one after another, after another, after another, at the Court of Appeals, at the district courts.
Yeah.
They all just fell like dominoes, but one, and that was our case. And this is the judge who calls himself the legislator of mankind. And you're right, it's the process, that's the penalty. We will win this case.
Yes.
Make no mistake about it. If it has to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, we'll win it. They've already ruled on it. However, if Scott Lively had to be flapping out there by himself in the wind with no pro bono help, this case would have cost millions of dollars,
and
frankly.
The hours these attorneys have put into this.
Oh, our attorneys have.
Incredible.
I'm so proud of them because they have spent countless hours into the wee hours of the day. Working round the clock, multiple attorneys.
It's truly a labor of love, a labor of biblical love is what it is.
And everything is done completely at no cost to Scott Lively. I mean, literally, it would be a multi-million dollar legal fee if we were to charge him. And the only reason we can do that, we have, you know, top attorneys that graduate at the top of their class. They could be working anywhere in the country, making lots of money, but they're here because this is their calling. They are highly skilled, they're highly passionate, and very dedicated. And we want you to continue to pray for them and pray for Liberty Counsel on this case and many others, and also financially support us. You know, frankly, we would not be able to do anything for Scott Lively if it weren't for people like you standing in the gap, providing a contribution, $25, $250, whatever it might be, to help us. That's the only way we can exist. And without you, we can't help people like Scott Lively and others. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.